Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
In this podcast, I want to talk to you about what is the new birth? And underlying that question is, I want you to preach the doctrine of the new birth. And in order to preach regeneration, you must understand what it is. So I want to take a few moments in this podcast and just underscore some obvious features about the new birth. It could very easily be succinctly summarized in this way. The new birth is the life of God in the soul of a man. The life of God in the soul of a man. And let me explain how regeneration differs from the doctrine of justification by faith alone. Justification, sola fide, as glorious as it is, in a sense, it's only paperwork in heaven. It only changes our status before God, our standing before God. And that is glorious. That is the heart, really, of the gospel message. As Paul makes his case in Romans 3, 21 through chapter 5, verse 1. But the doctrine of justification does not change your life. It only changes your standing before God. Let's be very clear. It's not an experiential truth. It is the doctrine of the new birth that changes your life. It gives you new life. It makes you into a new person, a new creature in Christ Jesus. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. That concerns your life. And in the doctrine of the new birth, you are given a new heart. Your old heart of stone is taken out, and you are given a new heart of flesh. Your old heart that was dead towards God and spiritually lifeless was extracted. And the great physician, God, then with his invisible hand implanted a new heart, a heart of stone that is alive unto God, that has a spiritual pulse and a spiritual heartbeat. That is responsive to the things of God, that is alive unto God. What a glorious truth this is. And in the doctrine of the new birth, the reality of the new birth, God gives you a new mind. He gives you new disposition. He gives you new affections. He gives you new desires. All of this comes with the doctrine of the new birth. This is a truth that you must be preaching. Further, in the Ordo Salutis, the order of salvation, regeneration precedes justification. There would be no justification if it was not preceded by regeneration. That's how important this truth is. And it is regeneration that precedes saving faith. It is regeneration that produces saving faith that is exercised in the doctrine of justification by faith. So really, justification by faith stands on the shoulders of regeneration. Justification by faith are the pillars that rest upon the foundation of regeneration. And it is the change of life that is produced by the new birth gives assurance of our salvation and assurance that we have been justified by faith. We could put it this way. Regeneration is the root, and saving faith is the fruit that is exercised in justification by faith. So I think this underscores the importance of regeneration, but it also explains what regeneration is. It is new life. It is eternal life. It is spiritual life. It is supernatural life. It is resurrection life that is placed into the spiritually dead sinner, into their soul and into their heart, by which they come alive unto God and are enabled to believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ. This is critical in your preaching of the gospel. Do not let this be a neglect in your preaching. Be like Jesus. Say, you must be born again. Call people to the reality that God must act upon their soul and they must be birthed into the kingdom. God will honor your preaching of the new birth. May He give you great power as you in the pulpit and as you stand before the people of God, herald this glorious truth.